From seeing today's episode title, you can say Boundaries for Believers is going to get a little bit spicy. So yes, today's episode is a true story where I will shed light on why I removed myself from the family group chat. But on a serious note, we know the impact of boundaries can sometimes lead to making decisions that may seem unfavorable to parties involved. What I mean by that is, when you set expectations on how you want others to treat you, beware of rebuttal. So if you're ready to hear more, tune in and take note and get ready. Whether knowingly or unknowingly, is the trauma you've experienced holding you captive? Or you're struggling with confidence in your identity in Christ? Or are you tired of being the superhero in everyone else's life except your own? Then sis, this podcast is for you. Here on Boundaries for Believers, you will find practical solutions that free from self-sabotage, your inner critic, and that drama that you volunteered yourself to be in. Hey, beloveds, I'm your host, Zipporah Adetolowa, a believer, wife, social worker, and a lover of all things old Hollywood. As a recovering people pleaser and former woe is me candidate, I've been there, you're not alone, and I'm on this journey with you. With that being said, grab your mug for that coffee or tea, or if you're feeling inclined for some wine, let's cheers on three. As ratings and reviews are helpful, here's one I wanted to share with you. And it's titled, A Breath of Fresh Air by Diana Marie. I love Zipporah. She is an absolute breath of fresh air. I love that she speaks to boundaries within the scope of faith, which is so important. Thank you for speaking on an area that is so very needed. You have a gift of encouragement and wisdom that you impart on every episode. God bless you always. Woo, Diana Marie, you gotta get me choked up on air. Like, that is so incredibly sweet. Thank you for pouring into me and your thoughtful and sweet message. I received that in full. Thank you, and I'm so glad you're here. So my beloved listeners, if you want to make me cry or simply relay what's on your heart about how some of these episodes have sparked curiosity or shed light or got you a little bit more curious about thinking about your own boundaries, I would love to hear from you, as outreach really goes a long way with leaving reviews, with liking or rating my podcast. That goes a long way to reach others like yourself. So thank you again for tuning in. And of course, we cannot forget our sponsorship, me. So we have the newsletter, y'all. We have the newsletter that is, as you know, hot and fresh out the press. It is once a month. That means it's around the corner. It is around the corner. And by the time you hear this, there will be one ready and available sent your way if you are subscribed. If you are subscribed and if you want to hear more about some of the stories that I don't always share on the air, and, you know, other ways that you can get connected and stay in touch with Boundaries for Believers. And on that same note, there is a virtual book club that I want to invite you in so you can, you know, join us in fellowship and cackles, sipping wine or your bevy of choice, so we can really dive deep in what exactly are these lessons learned from these books. And the first book that we are reading is Dr. Anita Phillips, A Garden Within. And y'all, it is so refreshing. Dr. Anita is such a insight, and I want to be able to share the space with you. So join us May 9th as we circle back to gather together, meeting virtually. And be sure to also get plugged into the Facebook group where you can check out the reading, see the schedule, and know how to pick up and where we left off last time. And of course, that's where you can watch the full replays of the previous times that we gathered together. So all of these goodies are linked in the show notes, so be sure to check it out there. Okay, now let's get into this episode. So as I mentioned on previous episodes, healthy boundaries are not meant to be selfish. They are not selfish, in fact, but rather it creates expectations, y'all. It creates expectations on not only in how others treat you, but on how you treat yourself. Because the true goal from that is fostering healthy communication with that internal dialogue first, but with others. And in return, that creating a mutual respect for self and relationships built around that. But at the same time, with establishing healthy boundaries, we cannot foresee others' reactions once we set the tone of our expectations. So now, y'all, let me go ahead and get into the tea. Let me get into the story that is at hand. Why did I remove myself from my family group chat? So it started out in 2020. This was the beginning, the middle, the start of the crazy pandemic that we can all attest to. And y'all, it was quite the scary season. And as we may have experienced directly or indirectly, people, family, loved ones, lives were lost, were impacted. There were job losses. There was just a craziness of uncertainty, and that heightened fear really took over a lot of people's lives, including ours. And 2020 was also the season that we planned on getting married, and this was already planned in advance, like most people's, you know, events or occasions during that time. And we had to make adjustments. We had to make adjustments based on what made sense, based on the uncertainty, based on the risk factors involving COVID, and how we had to protect the loved ones that we wanted to be present. And so we had to make some sacrifices that were seemingly unfavorable to the party at large, but we had to be, you know, intentional with being strategic to ensure safety was at the forefront. And what we initially had in mind was to go all out for our traditional Nigerian wedding. So to give context, my husband is Nigerian and he is part of the Yoruba tribe. And if you're not familiar with, you know, African culture or, you know, Yoruba traditions, when one gets married, there are two main traditional events that take place. And for my brothers and sisters who are Nigerian, please forgive me if I chop things up or if I don't say things as correct. Give me grace, y'all. So anywho, what typically takes place is a introduction ceremony, traditional engagement, and a white wedding. So the introduction ceremony is where two parties, the groom's family and the bride's family, they all gather together and have a, you know, a meetup, a connection, a introduction point to dedicate to the family. And there will be like traditional aspects that would take place there. And then there is the traditional engagement, where this is a huge ceremony that consists of the groom's dedication to commit to his new bride. And so what this will look like outwardly is him presenting a performance to the bride's family to request her hand in marriage, or I believe a dowry request to ensure that he is committed to the bride and the marriage in its entirety. From there, that is where the family agrees and a huge celebration performance occurs. And then lastly, the third event is simply where we would say white wedding, or a typical wedding that Americans are accustomed to, where there is a ceremony and reception that takes place. And so that would be the total event that we would have had if it was not COVID that took place, or just made a shift in our planning. And instead of us having a elaborate and beautiful traditional Nigerian wedding, we in to elope, y'all. Yes, we eloped. So instead of this huge elaborate wedding of food, music, vendors, all the things, we eloped because we were considering the safety of us, our loved ones that we eventually had there, and just not knowing the uncertainty and the risk involved with COVID. So what we did, like I said, we eloped. And this was not a elopement where we simply vanished and did not tell anyone where we were going to be or what took place. We actually had conversations. We had conversations, phone calls, Zoom conversations with our loved ones, and wanted to inform them, hey, y'all, this is the unfortunate scenario. We are still getting married. We are still celebrating this union that God has blessed. But we're going to do this in a way that is safe. And what we did was we had 15 guests at this beautiful winery. And it was beautiful. And the guests that were able to attend were our immediate family, as in parents, siblings and their spouses and their children. And that was simply it, y'all. Like, we were being very cautious, and this location was actually outside at a vineyard that was actually beautiful. Like, I was gonna say impeccable. Impeccable as well. It was impeccable, it was beautiful, it was a sight to see. And our family members and our loved ones who were not able to be present, we had a Zoom link for them to see what was happening virtually, but celebrate with us from a distance. On the flip side, there were family members that did not appreciate what took place. They felt like they were not considered. They felt like they were not involved. And in short, we didn't have their support. For example, from some family members, instead of receiving congratulations, we received complaints. And instead of receiving at least conversations, inquiring about, okay, what took place, or how can we support, or is there anything that we need, there were ignores. That left an ill feeling and led me to 3 unexpected giftings that took place during that time and that I still hold to today. Number 1, prioritize the value. Number 2, move with integrity. Number 3, consider the cost and the benefits. So with 1, prioritizing the value in this situation was what was most important to consider. 1, the safety of myself and my husband and the guests that were in attendance. And to ensure this, we had to be strategic with setting up a plan. The plan that made most sense was only housing 15 guests, as in the immediate guests that I mentioned before, and being in an environment that was conducive to that, as in the outdoor vineyard. And that meant excluding other individuals that would be present and opting in for virtual option for the rest of the guest. But again, I prioritized the value of safety for myself and my husband and also the guests that were in attendance. And frankly, everyone else, because if we were to involve 300 plus, that would also hinder the safety of everyone else involved. And the best decision was, okay, where does safety take place in this ordeal? How does that hold weight? And what are the factors that are needed to execute that? And number 2, move with integrity. So it'd be a different story if we did not inform our loved ones about the change of events because of the pandemic that took place. And us not moving in integrity, in our opinion, would be to keep this in the silos and not inform anyone and not consider the thoughts or opinions of folks that we cared about. And number 3, once we saw the response and outcome based on those who were willing to support, friends and family alike, and those who were not, friends and family alike, we said, you know what? We have to consider the cost and the benefit. At this point, what boundaries are going to take place with us moving forward with this direction? When we saw that folks were not supportive for us, 1, at the time I was involved in a family group chat that everyone is ready to hear about. And that group chat, that was started in the middle of the pandemic, actually the beginning of the pandemic, for us to stay in touch, get connected. Sometimes we would do virtual Zoom calls weekly. And that would just be a way for us to commune together since we all lived in different states. But when that ordeal took place, when majority of the folks that were in that group chat were family members that were not supportive of us, that was when I made a strategic decision to remove myself from that environment. Like, I did not want to be surrounded by individuals that I knew did not have my best interest. And frankly, the best interest as my husband as well. And again, going back to 1, prioritizing the value. I knew our mental, emotional well-being were at stake. And I wanted to make sure that we were, you know, felt secure within our new union and also surrounded by the loved ones that wanted to support us in this journey. And although it was a difficult decision to remove myself from that group message, I did not want to offend anyone. I did not want to sever relationships that I deemed important, but I knew that was the only option, especially since prior to the removal, there were attempts on my end to connect, to commune, to try to understand people's concerns or hear or at least listen to people's concerns, but that was without avail. As in, calls were ignored, messages were not responded to, and it was a matter of me taking measures in my own hand to ensure that I was clear about my boundary and wanted different. So again, as a recap, the unexpected giftings that I learned and received that day and that I still implement to my day-to-day life is: 1, prioritize the value; 2, move with integrity; and 3, consider the cost and the benefit. And if you're curious about the status and the current update of where I am with family members and loved ones, we have resolved this this matter. We had had several conversations, hearts mended, hearts listened, and being able to, you know, take an inventory emotional route to understand where each party is coming from, understand that things were not favorable during that crazy, unexpected COVID season. But at the end of the day, it was needed to have these real, uncomfortable, and necessary conversations to mend what needed to be mended, to prioritize what needed to be prioritized. So all is well, and I'm thankful. And I still did not return to the group chat. So I pose a question to you: how do you reprioritize and redefine your boundaries? So that is all for today's episode, y'all. So thank you for tuning in and joining. And be sure to look out for the newsletter that is jumping up in your inbox once a month for goodies and insights. And 2, I want to be able to see you for the May 9th virtual book club. So get connected and join us for May 9th. And all of these goodies are linked in the show notes. Thanks for tuning in today. Whether this episode lightened your load, pulled on those heartstrings, or reinforced those boundaries, then sis, I'd love if you were to share this with a friend or left a written review on Apple Podcast. But if you want to continue this conversation with my trauma-informed life coaching services, then I invite you to check out the link in the show notes so I can best support you. In the meantime, follow us on Instagram at Boundaries for Believers. And see you next time, beloveds. Be blessed, be real, and go out there and redefine your boundaries.